Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everybody, it's Karun Chando coming to you from India after the Malaysian Grand Prix. So, typically hot and sweaty weekend in Malaysia with a bit of rain, but not as much as we have seen on previous occasions. But all in all, it's a real shame to lose out on the Malaysian Grand Prix, I think, going forward. It's a fantastic racetrack. It's actually the first F1 track that I ever drove at way back in 2001. When it was just a couple of years old, and really at that time it was such a path-breaking venue, really, in terms of a modern Grand Prix circuit. And it's a great track to drive on. The drivers love driving it. You know, I've got great memories of racing there, and it will be a real, real shame to lose it from the calendar. But such is life, and Formula One will keep going without it. But the race itself, I thought, was really a great send-off to the Grand Prix. If you if you had said on Sunday morning that you were going to bet on Max Verstappen overtaking Lewis Hamilton on track and beating him by, I'm looking at the result, 12.7 seconds in a straight fight, there's no way you would have believed that. But as the race unfolded, when Max passed Lewis early on, we heard Lewis on the radio talking about D rates, and we thought, he'll come back at him. But then the gap went very quickly to 2 seconds, and Max broke the DRS zone, and from there it just went up and up and up and got to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you're like, wow, this is really going to happen. And they were completely in control of the race. He was managing his pace, he was managing his tires, he was in complete control of the entire Grand Prix. And it was a really impressive performance. And I think, I might be wrong, and please comment if you think so, but I think it's the first time that Red Bull have won a race in a straight fight without other people's misfortune, without weird weather patterns, without their main rivals having any form of reliability or incidents like Barcelona last year. I think this is the first time in the hybrid era since 2014 that they've won a race in a straight fight. And that's a massive, massive pat on the back to Adrian Newey, Rob Marshall, Paul Monaghan, and all the people involved in Milton Keynes on the chassis side, but also from the Viri Renault side, because they've had a lot of reliability issues across the season. And Max in particular, you look at races like Baku and Canada, Spa, so many, those are the first three that come to mind, but so many races where he's been strong, he's been competitive, and reliability issues have cost him. So I was really, really pleased, and it was nice. I interviewed Jos Verstappen after the race, and I was actually, I managed to get outside the Red Bull pits just when Max crossed the finish line. And, Jos is a hard man. He's a tough nut to crack. But, even he was shedding a few tears. So, and the Dutch TV guys were standing next to me, and they went absolutely crazy. And I think if you look online, somebody sent me some tweets of the various people around Holland celebrating. And it's huge news. And I think, Max is a genuine star of the future. And I think what was really impressive was the fact that he sat there in the lead and looked 100% comfortable. He's so, at 20 years old, he turned 20 on Saturday. He's so comfortable in that position of, hey, I'm here leading the Grand Prix. I belong. He's not daunted by that at all. He acts like he belongs there. And he does, absolutely extraordinary performance. And I believe that this year, you can hear the horn, I'm definitely in India. I believe that this year, Max has been the stronger of the two Red Bull drivers. But, you know, for various reasons, reliability, bad luck, incidents, things like that, the points tally doesn't reflect that. And I was so glad to see him win one on merit. Let's talk about Ferrari, because this was the weekend that it all went away from them completely. You know, I think Singapore, they massively hurt their world championship chances. Lewis starting fifth, Seb on the front row. We've talked about it before, how I thought he was too defensive, didn't need to be that defensive, and effectively the accident happened and he gave away 25 points. Here in Sepang, you know, it was a weekend where on Thursday we would have said that Mercedes are still going to be the favourites, but close with Ferrari and Red Bull. We would never have thought that actually Ferrari would have ended up with the fastest car this weekend. And really, there was a real chance for Ferrari to get, you know, first with maybe first and second, because Kimi was on top form, don't forget. Maybe Max third and Lewis fourth. There was a great chance for Sebastian to pull back 5, 10, 15, 12, you know, something like that, points in the championship battle. And they let it slip. You know, reliability issues have really, really been a big issue for Ferrari this season. And not just with Sebastian, which is obviously the most disappointing one, but at least he recovered and got fourth. The fact that I'm looking at the results again, the fact that he got to within sort of half a minute of Lewis at the end shows what could have been. I think he would have been right in that fight. And, you know, Kimi qualified within half a tenth of pole position and didn't even make the start. And, you know, that's a massive, massive disappointment for them. And I think, really, if they've got to think about when the World Championship was lost, I think these two weekends in Singapore and Malaysia will be where they'll think about it. And I think there's no getting away from that fact that reliability has massively cost them. For Mercedes, this was an interesting weekend. And I think, you know, I talk to people up and down the paddock, and you talk to different engineers and the people from Pirelli, and nobody's able to get a clear answer as to why Mercedes were not competitive. And certainly they seem less consistent. You know, there's more ups and downs than we've seen in the past. They definitely were less consistent this season than they've been in the last few. And when they're weak, there doesn't seem to be a real clear reason as to why. One theory which the theory that I most believe is that on a green track, for whatever reason, the Mercedes isn't able to get the tires in the right window. We know the Pirellis are very sensitive to temperature. They're very sensitive to track conditions, to the amount of rubber on track, and the asphalt. Now, the asphalt in Sepang was brand new last year. And a year on, that bitumen that holds it all together, I believe, was breaking up on the line, and the actual grip was significantly lower than it was 12 months ago. And there's a theory that the lower grip surface is something that hurts Mercedes. We saw it on a Friday in Baku, for example, or a Friday, Saturday in Budapest, where suddenly when the track rubbers up on a Sunday, the car comes alive. We've seen it even Sochi, actually, you know, until the Sunday where the track was fully rubbered up, it didn't look as good as the Ferrari. So there is a school of thought that on lower grip surfaces in the dry, they're not able to get a consistent tire temperature balance, and that may be something that's hampering their performance. And I'm not sure that's an easy thing to fix either, because if they had a clear answer and an understanding of how to address that, they would have done it by now. There are some extremely clever people on that Mercedes pit wall, so you'd imagine they've addressed it. They would have addressed it by now. So I'm interested to see what happens in Suzuka, because in terms of layout, it's pretty similar to Sepang. Lots of, you know, medium high speed corners, changes of direction, couple of braking zones. So maybe a few less slower corners than we have at Sepang and braking zones, but still, you know, fast flowing sections. But the asphalt is a really grippy surface. You've got a lot of positive camber on the road, and the surface has a lot of grip. So I think if Mercedes can bounce back, that would lend more credibility to the theory that I just mentioned, that I'd heard over the weekend. So we'll see what happens in Suzuka. Anyway, I've got a couple of days in Madras. I've still got, my parents have managed to keep the posters up, you can see behind me, from one is from 1990 and one is from 1997, where Goodyear celebrated 250 and 350 Grand Prix victories. So that's a bit of memorabilia. Anyway, see you all in a week's time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.